Good morning, everybody. Tony here. Who else would it be? I might surprise you one day, and you'll be playing one of my audio booths from my profile, or somewhere in the Twitter Tinternet verse, and it won't be me. It'll be somebody else, completely different. Oh, if only I could see the look on your faces. I wanted to do something this morning, a little bit upbeat, up tempo, but I can't find anything to talk about other than a post that I made about a week ago about my other half and how she has expressed in the past that she's had suicidal tendencies or thoughts of suicide, and that's something that's very difficult for you to hear. You know, if somebody you love, whether it'll be your partner, your husband or your wife in my case, to hear them want to end it all, because that for them is the easiest thing to do, to shut out what's going on in their lives, is very difficult, particularly when they follow it up with because it's nothing to do with you. That's really difficult to take on board. And I decided that through blogging that I would try and deal with that frustration, and deal with the feelings that I go through without burdening my other half with it, because it's obvious that she's got plenty on her plate already to have to kind of struggle with, and she's not there on her own, trust me. She's a wonderful person. And she's just going through something very difficult in her life right now, and she doesn't have to process those feelings. So she's getting some help with that, and she also has me to support her as well in my own way when she needs it. So I wanted to make sure that was clear to begin with, you know. But I also realise that there's a lot of people out there that don't necessarily know how to start to support somebody with suicidal thoughts. I actually had a blog visit that the Google search was, you know, how to deal with my wife, she's got suicidal feelings. I can't remember what it was exactly, but it led someone to my post, and I reread my post, and I invite you to go read it as well. The link's going to be down in the comments. And I realized I didn't have the answer. I didn't have the answer to that person who typed that into there, and I don't know whether that person's ever going to come across this audio file, but I want to say to you that you have to be bigger than who you are. You have to forget about yourself, and you need to focus all of your energies on making sure that that one person knows that at least one thing good in their life, that one thing should be the only reason why they're that if that's the only reason why they won't take their life, then just make sure it's a good reason. But don't take this all on your own. Don't take it on your own. It's too much responsibility, and it's too much pressure on you as well. And something that I kind of realized, that if I didn't have an outlet, if I didn't have a support network or an environment, or if my wife wasn't seeking professional help, even if it just starts with your local general practitioner. You know, your local doctor, a local surgery, just to start a conversation about those thoughts with somebody other than you, then that's going to put an immense amount of pressure on a relationship. And I felt that if I didn't have that, and if she didn't have that, then that would seriously jeopardize our relationship. Now, if our relationship and being with me and having me in her life is the only reason why she hasn't taken her life yet, then I had to, you have to act quickly to make sure that that's kept alive, that's kept going, I guess. So, oh, what a depressing post. No, it's not depressing, but there's hope. That's the key word. So, to round off, hope is the answer. But don't do this on your own. Take care, everybody. If you've been going through something similar, please don't hesitate to get in touch. Take care, guys, and enjoy your day.